I was a cleaner in Westlands, but because I was highly passed, I worked in with where they did the Apache and all that before that was on show. I worked in 220, 180.
These are sheds, are they?
Yes, they're
numbers.
Yes, they're numbers. Then I was down with the Apache people, which I've got the. They gave me a ticket tag. There was a simulator down there as well, which I was on that floor cleaning or, you know, doing. I was doing the top section of the factory, basically, because of the high security I had. The supervisors at the time, because I'd get a building up together, they kept moving me and putting me somewhere else to get that building up together, and I got a bit fed up with this. But when I was in Apache, the last one I was in, they really didn't want me to leave. And I used to say, shut your computers down, I don't want to be pressing no bad buttons, you know. I'm going to do your computers tonight, or whatever. And they'd do it, and I'd clean all their computers and their phones and all that sort of thing. And all their paperwork on the desks, like they'd be out over one another. I just used to put it in piles. I never touched it, really, just put it into piles, clean the desk and put all their pencils in. And then for a bit of fun sometimes, I used to find some shoes under the desks and I'd put them in a cardboard box. And then I'd go in and I'd say, while they were all concentrating on their work, you know, I thought it was quite funny. I'd go in and I'd shake the rubbish bag, which made a lot of noise. And they'd all look up and I'd say, sale day today. What are you selling them? And I'd say, well, there's this shoe. That one's 50p. And this shoe is £1.50. But that matches this one. So, you know, and we used to raise money that way for charities. They all used to buy their own shoes back. I mean, it was so silly, really. And then everybody's birthday, it was donut day. Hundreds of donuts. I mean, literally. When I was leaving, I got the donuts in, and I had special permission to take my car down to the building. And the supervisors asked me why I was parked there. I said, because I had permission to park here, you know. And they said, well, that's not right. You should be in the car park. And I said, well, it's a special day today. And they never knew why I parked there. And it was only to unload my car with all these donuts because every office had a big baker's tray of donuts. And each office had one for themselves. And they were all different flavours, you know, all different flavours. Marvellous, marvellous.
Can you describe what it was like in there?
It was friendly. There was a little canteen. You could sit around. You weren't allowed smoke in there, obviously. But then you'd go in round and there was all the computers and different offices for different things. And then downstairs was a highly, very highly polished floor with a simulator and things. I don't know whether I should be telling you all this, really.
No, that's secret.
Well, it is, really, because... But it was very nice, and nobody said anything about their jobs or anything like that, and I never talked about anything I overheard or anything like that, and it was a trustworthy workplace, if you know what I mean. They'd do anything to help you. You know, even though I was a cleaner, I wasn't classed as a cleaner. Do you understand what I mean? They never looked down on me because I was cleaning. In fact, I think they appreciated me, to be honest. They were always very kind to me. And every birthday, honest to God, if I'd eaten all the donuts they offered me, I'd have been about 30 stone.
You'd have exploded.
Yes, yeah. Because I was always included, even though I was a cleaner.